Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University show the summer surge driven by the Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to build, with nearly 3.25 million new cases confirmed in the U.S. over the past 4 weeks, and more than 17,500 Americans dying of those infections. Appearing on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says while COVID has shown not to affect children as severely as older adults, the picture is evolving.
Right now, we have more children hospitalized with COVID than at any other point during this pandemic, and that's because of the Delta variant and how contagious it is.
The rise in cases is driving more people to get vaccinated. Murthy says the number is back above 1 million shots per day. And Johns Hopkins tally shows more than 170 million Americans are now fully vaccinated. In that interview with Fox News Sunday, the Surgeon General responded to criticism of U.S. plans for offering booster shots while many lower-income countries are struggling to get vaccines. Murthy says the U.S. is working to increase the global supply.
Not just by donating our own doses, but by actually working with the manufacturers to increase and scale up their production, as well as working with other countries to establish local production of the vaccine and scale that up. That's how we create enough vaccines for everyone.
Murthy adds,
to end this pandemic and to prevent the development of future variants, we need to vaccinate both America and the world. And we don't have a choice. We can't do one or the other. We have to do both.
A conservative talk radio host from Tennessee who had been a vaccine skeptic until he was hospitalized with COVID-19 has died. Nashville radio station Supertalk 99.7 WTN has confirmed Phil Valentine's death. He was 61. Prior to his hospitalization, Valentine told his listeners to consider whether they thought they could die from an infection, and if so, get vaccinated. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.